Mishnah Hay continues with the classification of different types of species. So Mishnah Hay lets us know, Hapuchyot Asurot, Haramach Mutar, Adne Hasadeh Chaya. So the Puchyot are forbidden, the Ramach is permitted, and the Adne Hasadeh is a wild animal. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tamot Ba'ohel Ka'adam. It says, Rabbi Yossi explains that it conveys tuma through overshadowing, just like a person. Hakupad kuldat asnaim chaya. The porcupine and the stone marten are wild animals. Kuldat ait Rabbi Yossi omer beishame omrim mitame kezayas bemasa vekaadasha bemaga. And the stone marten, Rav Yossi says that Beis Shammai says it conveys tuma through carrying as the size of an olive bulk, and tuma through contact as the size of a lentil. So our Mishnah explains that a puchyot, which is some type of mule, is forbidden, and the ramach, which is some other type of animal which have horses for mothers, are permitted. The Adne Hasadeh, which is often believed to be a type of orangutan, is considered a chaya, a wild animal. And Rav Yossi lets us know that it conveys tuma through an overshadowing, just like a human. And this means that things or people which are under the same roof as a corpse, or which are over the corpse, contract tuma. So in the same way that if you had a dead person in a tent, all the vessels or, you know, pitchers or whatever become tame, so too if you had this orangutan dead in a tent, then all the things contained in the tent would also be tame. In light of the discussion of tuma, the Mishnah now lets us know that the porcupine and stone marten are considered chayot, wild animals, and not crawling animals. But according to Rav Yossi, Beis Shammai wasn't sure whether the stone marten was considered a type of choled, which is one of the, you know, crawling creatures mentioned in the Torah, or not. Because Beis Shammai wasn't certain, Beis Shammai went lechumra according to Rav Yossi in both positions. So Beis Shammai ruled that a carcass must be given the stringencies of both, and it conveys tuma through carrying the minimum to the size of an olive's bulk, just like the carcass of a mammal. At the same time, it conveys tuma through contact the size of a lentil, just like the carcass of one of the crawling creatures. Mishnah Vav continues classifying various animals as either wild or domestic. Shor bar min behema, a shor, a wild ox, is a type of domestic animal. Rabbi Yossi omer min chaya. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says it's a type of a wild animal. Kelev min chaya. Rabbi Meir omer min behema. A dog is a type of chaya, a type of wild animal. Rabbi Meir disagrees and says it is a type of domestic animal. Chazir min behema, a chazir, a pig, is a type of domestic animal. Arod min chaya, the arod is a type of wild animal. Ha'pil v'hakof min chaya, the elephant and the monkey are wild animals. V'adam mutar im kulam, and a man is permitted with them all. Mimshoch arosh u'lehanhig, so a man is permitted to pull, to plow, and to lead. So again, our Mishnah categorizes a shor as, or the Tanakhama categorizes a shor as a type of wild animal. Rav Yossi disagrees and calls it a wild animal. The dog is a type of, according to the Tanakhama, is a wild animal. Rabbi Meir says it's actually a domesticated animal. Everybody seems to agree that the pig is a variety of domestic animal, and the arod is a type of wild animal. Arod being a type of wild donkey, and the elephant and monkey are varieties of wild animals. In all these cases, a human is allowed to harness himself together with an animal and pull something. Or if they're teamed up with an animal, it's allowed for another person to lead them. Which perhaps seems a little funny to us in this day and age, but of course, in the times and in certainly parts of the world now, where perhaps animals are not as plentiful or we don't have the machinery, it would certainly not be unreasonable for a person to help, you know, plow by pulling with their horse or leading their horse or what have you. So in all these cases, a person is allowed to harness themselves to together with any other type of animal. And that ends our eighth parak of Kilayim.